Back now to the glories of yesteryear, when Congress regularly met at someplace other than Washington, D.C. As we've said, the Congress originally convened in New York at Federal Hall in 1789. Prior to that, it had been meeting wherever there was a very large room. Federal Hall was actually New York's own city hall, then on Wall Street. Donald Ritchie is the associate historian of the U.S. Senate, and he joins us now. Mr. Ritchie, when that first session met in New York City in 1789, did the Congress think it was going to stay in New York?
No, that was one of the first big issues that they fought over. They inherited New York from the outgoing government under the Articles of Confederation, which had been meeting there in that hall. And the outgoing government had tried to find a permanent place for the new federal government and couldn't decide on one. And so the very first order of business, really, when they were in New York, was where to go from there. And that took them the next year and a half to decide.
Now, of course, we only think of Congress as meeting in Washington. Is there any particular reason why Congress couldn't from time to time go out and meet in Austin, Texas?
The Constitution requires them to meet at the seat of government. Both houses of Congress have got to agree that they will be in the same place. And it created that district for and gave it under the Article 1, gave it to the Congress to run.
Meaning Washington, D.C.
Meaning Washington, D.C., which eventually became Washington, D.C., but it created a place. Now, there's nothing that says they couldn't find another place and designate another district.
George Washington would lay the first cornerstone in 1793. Why did it take until 1800 before the Congress actually convened here?
Well, there was absolutely nothing in Washington, essentially, except tobacco fields. And they needed to build some buildings for the Congress and for the president and for other parts of the government to move to. Washington was very keen on the site. If Washington hadn't been president, it's possible that that the current location of the city would not have been, because Washington wanted it on the Potomac, and he was a very powerful part of this. He had veto power over whatever the Congress was going to do. One of the problems that came along was that there was another issue that was coming up, which was that repayment of the debt from the American Revolution. And the two sides were very much in disagreement over that issue. But when you have two big issues that everybody's in disagreement over, one of the ways of solving it is to split the difference. And so they worked out an arrangement by which the Northerners would vote for a Southern location for the capital if the Southerners would vote for repayment of the debt.
What is now the District of Columbia was the compromise.
And part of the reason why they moved to Philadelphia in 1790 was to get the Pennsylvania delegation to vote for this compromise. So they said, all right, we will vote for this compromise if the federal government moves from New York in 1780 and comes to Philadelphia for a period of about 10 years. And it took them that 10 years to get the buildings ready. In fact, in 1800, the buildings weren't ready. The Capitol, only a small part of the Capitol had been finished. The White House was still largely unfinished. It was a lot of temporary structures up in these tobacco fields, and probably a lot of the members felt nostalgic for Philadelphia and for New York.
What do you think New York would be like today if the Capitol had remained there?
The federal government, of course, has grown so enormous that the question is whether or not it could coexist with another metropolitan area. There was a big question at the beginning of this nation. Were we separate states or were we one nation? The Constitution settled that question by saying we're one nation, a federal system, but still one nation, and therefore we should have a federal capital, not just a federal section of another city. It would be a very difficult fit today.
What would Washington be like if Congress hadn't come here and the president hadn't come here?
It would be tobacco fields.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Donald Ritchie is the associate historian of the U.S. Senate.